Blake Baggett, Bud's Creek, your thumb's hurting you, and, you know, not much you can do in that second moto, but I guess based on how things are going, you'll take the second, I guess?
Yeah, for sure. Just, you know, like I've said it before, and, you know, I hate to reiterate myself, but just surviving.
Yep.
And, you know, surgery scheduled for after Indiana, and just going to do put up the best fight I can and fight everybody to the bitter end and see where we end up.
And this one may be the worst one so far with the hills. Wow, Millville, but this one might be the worst one.
I'd say Millville was probably the worst, but, you know, it just, the thumb honestly just keeps getting weaker and weaker. So
yeah.
It's, Southwick was probably the easiest, but that was right after it happened. It was still, you know, nice and swollen, and you're always on the gas there. So you're never loading the thumb, you know,
yeah.
You're kind of always on the gas, so you're always pulling. And then it's been tough since, but no excuses. It's motocross, and, you know, everybody's got to race the same track and the same obstacles, and
we're
still fighting.
We saw Velcro last week, and your dad was just telling me you got a new system this week to keep the hand on.
Yeah, we did Velcro last week, Velcro, you know, at the, this morning, and then we finished off the day with spray adhesive. So we're...
whatever works.
Just searching. Yeah, searching. So... It's not good by all means,
yeah.
But trying to make the best out of it and, you know, represent all the sponsors and everybody, and just, we're trying.
So the first moto, Eli finishes seventh or something. You get fifth, fourth, and both of you guys take off in the moto two and go 1-2 and with a nice ride. Was it just start / this track is tough for passing? Or did you both, do you think, somehow found something?
I mean... I don't think we found anything, you know what I mean? We've won races this year, but, I mean, I know people hype on it, and it, you know, it kind of, it's a sore subject, but the tracks, just the way that they're doing it, there's no passing, you know? And, you know, from the fans and spectators, and they can say, you know, whatever they want, but when you look at a track where, you know, not many people move around...
Yeah.
It's that's why NASCAR repaves the tracks and does whatever they can so there's passing. So, and you know, it's tough to pass. That's the bottom line. So, sometimes it's not tough, and you know, you can get passed by three or four guys, you can get them back. But here, it just, you couldn't go anywhere. You're stuck in that main line, and it's just tough.
Yeah.
So it depends. You know, I think that it works in your favor or against
sure.
you.
Yeah.
But of course, it's better when you can pass. You know, I think
yeah.
it's better racing. The fans like it. There's more action other than when it's, you know, one inside sloppy groove that's got a big cushion built up and it's just slippery.
Yeah.
So it, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, it's not complaining about it,
yeah.
but I have my own private facility that
right.
I've invested a lot into, and there's ways that you could make it so it's
yeah.
passable. That's the bottom line.
Sometimes I wonder if that's something to do with the rain, you know, before they got a lot of rain this week, and so they everything gets pushed off. But I agree that I think they need to look at it a little bit.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we can, you know, you get rain, but just, I mean, there's always an answer for that. Get
yeah.
a bigger tractor. Push
yeah.
all the dirt off, you know?
Right.
If you
yeah,
push,
keep going.
If
right.
you push 3 feet of the top dirt off, and then you till the, you know, you get a power tiller in there that
mm-hmm.
with a big tractor, you got to get bigger tractors and disc it. Eventually you get to brand new dirt that's untouched, you'll till it up
sure.
and you'll have a, you know, the biggest thing is the racetrack might be 20 feet wide, but really what you can actually race on
yeah.
and they say, oh yeah, well you can go outside,
yeah.
but you lose so much time that it's really not a late race line. So the race line is down to 3 feet.
Yep.
Honestly, the track's 20
yep.
feet wide, but what you can race on
yep.
and if you went out there and you said, okay, somebody go inside every lap. Now you take every outside
yeah.
and try to set a lap. That same person cannot do it.
Yeah.
So evidently the race line is only,
is that
3 feet, you know?
Yeah, it's a bit of a frustration for sure. Not just for you. Hey, you're 2 points up on Marv. You want to win and you're not happy unless you win. But does it matter? Like getting second in the points? Is that something you'll be like, yes, I want to get?
Oh, yeah. I'd much rather be the first loser. Come on.
Well, I don't know. With a guy like you, you know, you're just like, hey, whatever. Who cares?
No, I'd much rather be the first loser. So I'm going to give it everything I got. And, you know, it's still Indiana's muddy. Anything can happen. And
yeah.
we could still win the thing. So
yeah.
I haven't given up on, you know, the dreams of being a little kid and winning an outdoor,
sure.
you know, motocross championship on a 450. And we're it's right there. You just need a little bit of luck and I feel like my thumb, I haven't been lucky, but at the same time, maybe things will turn around. Maybe they won't.
Yeah. Well, it's racing. You just never know.
That's why we're on Pulp MX, you know?
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks.